Why are we so blessed?
Well, we'll get to that later, Todd. First off, some predictions from the sports fans on today's game. Pat?
Bulls, 149-23.
Carl?
Bulls, 149-52.
Todd?
Bulls, 402-0.
The Bulls.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Who can set the court on fire? Only the Bulls.
7:46. Look, here's what we know. We know the Hawks are going to be okay. I don't have that kind of confidence about the Bulls.
Well, the Hawks were fortunate in the draft lottery.
Doesn't matter.
The Bulls were not.
Organizationally, the Hawks are set up to win.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
My concern is
yes,
the Bulls may not be. And here for expert analysis and further discussion of this is Connor Gibbs. Connor, you're going to be in sixth grade soon.
Yep.
Well, you got to wrap up fifth grade first.
Yeah.
And Connor, you're our resident basketball expert. And you've taught Mr. Ennett quite a bit, I think.
Yes, he has. I've learned a lot from Connor.
So, Connor, what is it about the Bulls that should give me confidence and make me think they're going to be okay?
So, in the draft lottery, they kind of got screwed. The seventh pick.
That's a fifth grade term.
Now, it's a technical sports term, right? Kind of got screwed?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So, I saw on the TV that Steph Curry was actually the seventh pick in the draft.
So it can work out.
Yeah, so, like, I guess you never know, like, somewhat late in the draft, you never know who's going to be good.
Sure. But you want to play the odds. Hopefully, you can get a little higher, and they didn't have the roll of the dice. Who do you like on this current Bulls team that you would keep?
I'd definitely keep Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd trade Chris Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably keep Otto Porter. Lauri Markkanen. And I'd probably trade Wendell Carter Jr.
So basically, you're in the same spot I'm in because I've learned so much from you. Out of 12 guys, you'd keep three. Maybe four.
Yeah, sure.
I'm curious why you would trade Carter. We didn't really see a full season from him yet, and he was the seventh pick in the NBA.
Connor's done with him. Done.
I know, apparently, but what did he do to you?
I don't know. I just don't see him being a good player.
So who in the NBA that could be available would you go, man, I'd love if the Bulls had this guy?
Well, it would be really cool if the Bulls got Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they probably just need a point guard, like Kemba Walker. That'd be kind of cool.
Can you believe how much these guys make?
Yeah. It's
like, do you get an allowance? So you have to do chores and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what's a chore you have to do?
I don't know, like take my dog on a walk.
Right, because you said you'd take care of the dog when you got the dog, that kind of thing? Yeah, and mom ends up taking care of the dog, is that kind of the deal? Pretty much?
My dad.
Oh, dad does, okay.
Oh, yeah, mom doesn't do those kind of things.
All right, so how much is your allowance? What do you get?
I usually get like $10.
All right, so $10 is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not an NBA salary, is it?
Mm-mm.
12th guy on the bench is making, what's the minimum now? Is it $4
million? Well, let's see. I'm trying to think what it is. I'll check it.
It's many millions.
It's got to be at least that.
Many millions to be the guy that never plays.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But we were talking to Stedman Graham, a previous guest, about this because he played pro ball in Europe, too. And that is that, in the NBA, it's a superstar league.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a big star. So you think the Bulls will go out and invest this summer?
They already have, like, Zach LaVine. Like, they could build a team around him and Otto Porter. So, like, I don't think they would need Kyrie Irving.
But it'd be cool if we had him.
It'd be cool, but I want to get Kemba Walker.
Okay. Sandberg?
We were talking about superstars, and your guy Giannis is doing a great job. I know.
That's the Greek freak.
The Greek.
Yeah.
And he, the big question is if he would stay in Milwaukee or not stay in Milwaukee. And I know he wants to win. That's what he wants to do.
Well, he may well do it in Milwaukee, but Chicago's cooler.
Chicago is.
And we have a lot of listeners in Milwaukee, but they know that. That's why they come to Chicago.
That's why they come here. That's why all those people came and saw Hamilton the next 3 years.
Right, a billion people. Yeah, exactly. Are you going to play a little basketball this summer?
Yeah.
Just shooting around with your buddies, or I heard maybe a camp?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Notre Dame basketball camp.
Oh, how great is that?
That'll be a lot of
fun. You done
that
before?
No, this is my first year.
It's unbelievable.
That's because you won that championship or whatever, so you can roll that into a camp. All right, so you're watching the playoffs now.
Yes.
And do you have any feel for what's going on? Steve is worried that the wrong teams are going to end up in the final, and then no one's going to care.
Looks like Golden State's taking care of that concern for me.
Right.
They're up 2-0. Who's going to win in the East?
I think so. It'll definitely go to a game seven, and then the game seven will be close. But in home, Milwaukee will win.
Milwaukee Golden State. How about that?
We have a friend of the show. His name is John Steinmiller, and he's a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan.
Is he really?
Yeah, his dad works. His dad works for the team, and he's been at every single game. I think he might combust if Milwaukee goes to the final.
The Milwaukee Bucks. When I was a kid, there was a decade called the 70s where dinosaurs roamed the earth, Connor. And the Milwaukee Bucks at that point had, early on in the 70s, they had a player named Lou Alcindor. Yeah. And Lou Alcindor was a 7-footer out of UCLA who eventually would change his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a sky hook and stuff. And I believe I'm right about this. That's the last time the Bucks were in the final, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So did you
I
do
think twice with Abdul-Jabbar
right.
or Alcindor?
Right,
and this would be the first time since then.
Did you do some research?
Yeah,
on the
minimum it was actually a lot lower.
What?
Because remember they also have those 10-day contracts.
Oh,
and they have those
yeah,
two-way
yeah, yeah.
contracts with the G League.
I'm on a 10-day contract.
A lot of guys making under $1 million.
Well, but that's why the Bulls are in trouble. I'm on a 10-day contract right now with the Bulls.
Better than me on one here.
The agreement is I stay out of a tank top and off the court.
Yes. So, Connor, you have a brother. You have a little brother,
yes.
Luke. And can you imagine playing against your brother in games like Steph and Seth are playing in?
Yeah, that would be insane. Like, playing against your brother.
And the parents, they flip a coin as to who's going to wear which, you know,
yeah.
which brother they're
yeah,
going to
yeah.
cheer for.
Yeah, I heard Del Curry, Seth and Steph's dad, he was saying like it's the worst because like he doesn't know who to cheer for. He doesn't want to cheer against any of his sons.
Yeah,
and then
so you hope
Curry,
they both do well.
Yeah, and then Steph Curry got interviewed and he said that it was just like a blessing to have like both of their brothers this yeah. far in the playoffs.
You know, it's easier for Steph to say that after his team wins.
It is a blessing. They do seem like they're good people, though.
Yeah.
I think that
it's
that's
good family.
Yeah.
Who would cheer louder, your mom or your dad?
I would say my mom.
Yeah, because your dad's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be cheering inside super loud, but on the outside, maybe a fist bump.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get. And who would get louder cheers, you or your brother?
Me.
Yeah. So I like that confidence.
We've been playing longer, so.
Yeah, I like that confidence.
Yeah.
Connor Gibbs. Connor, it's always great to see you. What's the big plan for today?
I don't know. Just we have school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my sister. So for our school, we have like a student council thing. It's like treasurer, secretary, vice president,
yeah,
and
sure.
president.
Yeah, politics.
And my sister's running for vice president, so
oh.
her speech is today.
And you have to go?
Yeah, but I might be a little bit late.
Are you going to heckle her?
Yeah.
No, don't heckle her. It's your sister. Connor, it's great seeing you. And Dave, you get the last question.
Just one note on the Curry brothers. Steph is making $37 million, and Seth is making... $2.7 million.
It's a little. I'd still take the 2.7. I'd be okay with that. But.
Yeah, he would be okay with that. But I don't think you told us what the Bulls should do with the seventh pick.
Well, so the top six people are probably like so: Zion, RJ Barrett, Ja Morant, Darius Garland, DeAndre Hunter, and Jarrett Culver.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think the Bulls will get Coby White from North Carolina.
Right.
Because he's like a point guard.
Point guard.
I don't want them to get him.
You don't.
I think the Suns will end up getting him. And then the Bulls could get Jarrett Culver, which would be a pretty good pick for them.
Jarrett Culver is who?
He's on Texas Tech.
Is he a big guy?
He's like a small forward, I think.
You watched him in the Final Four a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, he was in the championship game.
Is this all on your mock draft board?
So,
because you spit that out pretty quick. I mean, obviously you've thought about this.
Yeah, I think yeah. Zion will definitely go to the Pelicans, and then Ja Morant will go to the Grizzlies.
We got to get him ConnorGibbs.com, don't we?
I know, it's really
yeah.
impressive.
Lay that out. You want to say hi to anybody?
My mom, my dad, my brother.
This is the first time I met your mom. She couldn't be nicer.
Yeah.
How great is it that she came down and you know did all this and you
yeah.
slept in the car?
Just all my family,
uh-huh.
my grandpa for taking me to games.
Yeah, your grandpa's probably a good dude, huh?
Yeah.
Bob.
All right, Connor Gibbs, we need your advice, we need your counsel, we need your expertise, so we'll be bothering you again throughout
mm-hmm.
the summer.
Okay.
All right. Nice to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
All right. It's Connor Gibbs. Going to be a sixth grader soon. You remember sixth grade, Dave?
They didn't have sixth grade. They only went up to fifth.
They just went to fifth? That was it for you?
They hadn't invented it yet.